Extract 2, questions 13 to 24. You hear a physiotherapist talking to a patient called Sally Winter. For questions 13 to 24, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
So, Sally, you've been referred to me by your GP, and I've got your notes here. First of all, though, I'd like to hear from you what's brought you here today. Could you tell me how your problems began, what treatments you've had, and anything else you think I may need to know?
Well, it all started about 5 years ago. I began to notice a pain in my arm, and it's gradually got worse. Okay. It's a horrible type of pain, a sort of tingling like pins and needles going all the way down my right forearm from the elbow. It's the inside part that's particularly bad, and it occasionally affects my little finger too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've had to come and see you because it's got to the point where I can't work. I cycle for a living. I'm a delivery cyclist, and last weekend I noticed I was finding it hard to use the brakes. And when I turn corners, it's agony. I just can't seem to grip things properly. It's having quite a big impact on my life. I mean, all of the hundreds of little jobs I do every day that I never used to think about now seem almost impossible. This morning, I had to ask my son to tie my shoelaces for me. Mm. My wrist feels so weak. It's ruining everything.
I see. So what have you been doing to manage the pain?
Well, I went to see my GP. It must have been about a year ago now. He suggested using ice packs and to rest the arm, so that's what I did. And it did work up to a point, but it's gone beyond that now. Mm-hmm. So then this friend of mine said I should try CBD oil, as it's supposed to be amazing for that kind of pain, and it is the best thing I've found so far.
Okay.
But if I know I'm going to be doing a big job and I need my arm and hand to work properly, I take a Panadol beforehand.
I see. Now, it says here on your notes that you went to see a chiropractor too. How did that go?
Well, I only went once because it's expensive. He gave me some funny exercises to do. I had to squeeze a tennis ball like this over and over. And the other thing he did was give me an elastic band and put it round my hand. Then I had to stretch it. Oh, and one more exercise where I had to lift a little weight up and down slowly. But it didn't help much, really. Hmm. To be honest, I stuck to it for about a week, and when nothing happened, I gave up because it felt like a waste of time.
I see. Is there anything else I need to know about? Any major illnesses or operations in the past?
Well, I had appendicitis when I was a kid.
Okay.
And 2 years ago, I went on a climbing holiday in Spain, and somehow I managed to pick up a shoulder injury there. But otherwise, nothing major. I've had a few bouts of depression over the past 5 years or so, like when a long-term relationship came to an end and then when my brother passed away. He had leukemia. But I managed to pull round okay because I'm very fit. I don't know many other women of my age who are in such good shape. And of course, I'm not overweight either.
No, you do look very well, Sally.
What really worries me coming here is that it's all going to be a complete waste of time and totally ineffective. I mean, does physiotherapy even work? No offence, but I can't afford any more days off sick. If the problem's ongoing, you know, like a long-term thing, then I'm going to be in trouble. What I really want is steroid injections.
Well, a lot of people have doubts about physiotherapy, but I can assure you that it's an extremely powerful form of treatment, and you will see results if you commit to doing the exercises.
Okay. But it'd be good if we could at least talk about some sort of surgery. My GP said I had to come and see you first.
I don't think it'll even come to that. From what you've been saying, I'm confident that we'll be able to handle this with physiotherapy and over-the-counters.